Today's listener essay is by Jeannie Hunter.
This month of June marks the 70th anniversary of the D-Day landings onto the beaches of Normandy occupied by strong German resistance. A carefully planned mission of American and British troops which launched the beginning of the end of World War II. A distinguished and well-known Woodstock artist, Manuel Bromberg, was chosen to be the official U.S. Army artist to cover this huge and dangerous invasion into enemy-held territory. Professor Bromberg, now a robust 96-year-old, lives on a mountaintop above Woodstock with a commanding and unspoiled view from his terrace across rolling meadows and forest as far as the Mohunk Mountain in New Paltz. Like a vast landscape painting, his view also features the Ashokan Reservoir and all the way over to the Hudson River. Manuel, born in Cleveland, was awarded a scholarship to Pratt Institute in New York at the age of 16 and transferred his grant to a young girl runner-up who sent him a plaintive plea. He went instead to the Cleveland School of Art. In 1938, he was commissioned to paint murals by the WPA in three post offices in Wyoming, Oklahoma, and Illinois, works that exist to this day. Soon after, he was invited to contribute an example of his work to the annual Whitney Museum show for contemporary artists and was written up in the New York Times. When America entered the war, he was inducted and soon began working on a huge mural for the Army Air Force in Biloxi, Mississippi. And in 1943, he was appointed as one of a small group of outstanding artists to go to one of six theaters of war to illustrate graphic records. Despite requesting to be sent to the Far East, he was sent to Europe, England, and Ireland, and during his year in London, he depicted scenes of bombing, warplanes, and servicemen at work. During this time, an exhibition of his work was mounted in Westminster Cathedral, and the beloved wartime queen attended the opening. He has a lovely photograph of this. Subsequently, he attended the highly secret dress rehearsals for D-Day, codename Exercise Fox, when his commanding officer was urged by a British officer, art historian Sir Kenneth Clark, in charge of his own contingent, not to send the artist up on day one, that being incredibly dangerous and likely fatal. A prophecy which proved tragically accurate as the first wave of troops was cut down by the dug-in Germans. So Manuel jumped from a landing craft onto Omaha Beach on D-Day plus 10, carrying a sketch pad in one hand and a carbine in the other. He took many photographs of the action, which later he sketched into pictures, and after 30 days he was recalled to London to supervise what would become a traveling exhibition of those ravaged scenes of war. He was in Paris for the Victory in Europe celebration and came to know Picasso, Braque, and Jean Cocteau. Discharged from the army in 1945, he took up civilian life and was awarded the Guggenheim Fellowship for Creative Painting. In 1947, he was appointed head of the art department at Salem College in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, and in 1949 was hired as associate professor of design at the North Carolina State University School of Design. In 1953, Manuel created an avant-garde 40-foot mural of painted cement. After some controversy, the work now is honored by a permanent historic plaque. Back to Europe with his small family in 1955, he roamed by car and then approached NATO officials in Paris to paint portraits of the distinguished officials there. This was followed by a commission to draw the foreign ministers' conferences. Returning to Woodstock in 1961 with his wife, Jane Dow, herself an accomplished artist, and their two daughters, Susie and Tina, he worked as professor of painting and design at SUNY New Paltz, where he received a distinguished research fellowship from the State University of New York. This grant spurred the professor to begin work on fabricating his unique cliff sculptures, an example of which is permanently installed since 1968 at Storm King Art Center. Now retired from teaching, he works daily in his studio, exhibits his work in select venues, and accepts private commissions. A tall and commanding figure, Professor Bromberg was chosen to play the role of George Washington at a Livingston family reenactment of the visit of the French general, the Marquis de Lafayette, to Claremont, the historic Livingston home on the Hudson after the Revolutionary War. I attended that event and thought that Manuel, in powdered wig and full regalia, struck the most convincing image there. Woodstock has been and is home to many artists, but none, I think, has as vital and intriguing a background. His property features several of his cliff works set subtly in among the flowering trees and bushes, planted sequentially so that there is a continuing emergence of colour and texture as late spring moves into summer. On June 22nd, the Woodstock Artists Association Museum will be honouring this artist with a Lifetime Achievement Award.
Jeannie Hunter lives in Catskill, New York. To hear this or any roundtable segment again, visit WAMC.org.